I had a happy life raising my family. My husband and I were married when we were 21, and very soon we had our three children, who had grown up in our loving family. They live their own life now, each with their own job, partner and offsprings. Grace. Grace K. The name suited me, and I wore it well. It rang like a magical formula. With a name like that, wherever you go, you rally beauty. My swan song was the hymn to my final departure. It happened one day, while dancing in his arms, that I found unusual the colour of his eyes. It had changed, I told him. He just put it down to my party drinking. He laughed it off, yet I could feel something was happening that I could not fathom, and could not blame on a little excess alcohol. Something beyond anything I could understand, anything I could withstand. I did not recognize the eyes of this man I had been dancing with, and yet he had been well and truly my husband all along. We had been together for 36 long years. We had raised a family, and I could not recognize him. I didn't recognize him any more. No longer him, no longer me, no longer us together forever. I'm aware that as one gets old, one's memory plays tricks, yet not like this, not so soon, not so early, not so unexpectedly. This was uncalled for. That was unrecalled. That was unrecorded. That was unfair, so unfair. Not so early, not so young, not so fast, and then not for these things. We must have had so many long years of peace and happiness to live together in harmony ahead of us still. I went to bed as soon as we got home, upset at the incident, as well as the incomprehension I was faced with when facing myself and others. Wake. Awake. Wake up. I'm waking up. I'm emerging from deep sleep. I open one eye. I open the other. Slowly. I. Look. Awareness. Fog. Beyond. Beyond the pillow. Beyond the bed. Beyond the wall. The door. The bedroom. The world. I'm ready to face the world again. Ready to meet and greet the day. I'm in my world again. My whole world. My home. My town. My world. My universe. Fallen upside down. Abnormally so, through the filter of slumber, falls back on its feet, reverses back to normal. I return to my whole universe. All falls back into place. I get up, I move about, I proceed in the world, a universe I know well, very well indeed. I recognize. Everything looks and feels familiar again, and still something is missing. Something is not there. Something's gone missing, although everything seems there. But then what? What's missing? The impression that doesn't recollect a sense of spinning, losing me in its whirling, in my world waning. Something's not right. Something's wrong, but I'm sure although I can pinpoint it, I can't make it out. I feel strangely dizzy and, well, unwell at the same time. Emotions in collision. Clash, crash. My boat is rocking and about to shipwreck before it reaches shore and mooring. I try and conjure up pictures and ideas, but words fail me. Language is a very difficult exercise. A hard-earned practice too soon gone. I summon memories, all to no avail.